You've just joined us for the first time. We're so pleased you've joined us. God wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. And I'll open in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you grant to your servant great boldness, Lord, to preach your word, speak your word, that you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, again, we look at the Psalms and we see what God's nature is like, what his thoughts are to you, towards you. What does he think of you? What is his heart towards you? We see it's loving and compassion and mercy. We see this in Psalm 69:13. But I keep right on praying to you, Lord, for now is the time you are bending down to hear. You are ready with a plentiful supply of love and kindness. Now answer my prayer and rescue me as you promised. Psalm 116:4-5 says, Then I cried, Lord, save me. How kind he is, how good he is, so merciful, this God of ours. See what the Bible is saying? Keep right on praying to the Lord, for now is the time. God is bending down his to hear your prayer, and he is ready with a plentiful supply of love and kindness. God promises to answer your prayer when you cry to him to save you. He is kind and good, so merciful, this God of ours. Now, the short message here today is your excuse could be for not accepting this gospel message. I believe God is too good to cast anyone away. Well, the answer for that is that God, well, this is what the Bible says, Psalm 1:5-6, they shall not stand among the godly, for the Lord watches over the plans and paths of godly men and women. But the paths of the godless lead to doom. So when that started there. It says, those who do not accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Friends, God accepts your salvation on your acceptance or rejection of Jesus Christ. In John 12:48, Jesus is saying, but all who reject me and my message will be judged at the day of judgment by the truths I have spoken. I told you that what my father said to tell you, and I know his instructions lead to eternal life. So whatever he tells me to say, I say. Hey, friends, it is not that God is hard, it is you. And from Romans 2:5-6, but no, you won't listen, and so you are saving up terrible punishment for yourselves because of your stubbornness in refusing to turn from your sin. And there's going to come a day of wrath when God will be the just judge of all the world. God will give to each person according to what he has done. Hey, friends, by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you escape the terrible punishment that is stored up for those who don't accept this free gift of eternal salvation. God's mercy and loving and kindness, his hand is stretched out to you continuously. In 2 Corinthians 6:1-2, for God's partners, we beg you not to cast aside this marvelous, wonderful message of God's great kindness. For God says your cry came to me at a favorable time when the doors of welcome were wide open. I helped you on a day when salvation was being offered. Right now, God is ready to welcome you. Today, he is ready to save you. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. John 3:17, for God did not send his son Jesus Christ of Nazareth into the world to punish you, but that through Jesus Christ you might be saved. Titus 2:11, for the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. See, friends, loved ones, there is a free gift of salvation being offered here to everyone today. God has no grandchildren, only children. So you've got to personally make the decision. But only you can make this choice. And how to receive Christ, says in Romans 10:9-10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So friends, is there any good reason why you cannot receive Jesus Christ right now? And what to pray? Just follow me in this prayer. Just follow along. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I'll say it again a bit slower if you like. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've prayed, as the Bible says, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You are born into God's family. This is called the new birth. Get into a good Bible-based church. Give God first place in your life. And he will take you places you never dreamed of. Demonstrate this new life by your love and concern for others. And God bless you as you do. Amen. Well, this part of the message, we're going to start to pray for the sick and hurting shortly. It says in Isaiah 10:27, it shall come to pass that the burden will be removed and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. What it's saying, the Bible is saying, any emotional burden or any of those who are brokenhearted, those who have been hurt emotionally, wounded through a relationship, stress from work, the anointing of the Holy Spirit will remove the pain of it. Yoke of sickness, disease, pains in your body, anything that's not of Jesus Christ will be destroyed, wiped out because of the anointing. God is in the business of doing extraordinary miracles. It's the anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit. He is the confirmer of God's word. Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel. Every miracle that ever took place in the ministry of Jesus and his disciples took place because of the anointing or the manifest power of the Holy Spirit that was present. We go to Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He's called me to bring healing to the brokenhearted and to preach freedom to the captives. He has appointed me to release the oppressed, open blind eyes, and announce that God is ready to give blessings to all who come to him. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. Lay your hands on the sick and hurting part of your body now to receive your healing. As this anointed music, the anointed singer, and I will pray at the end of this anointed song. Physical body. I come against every form of infirmity. I come against every form of disease. I come against anything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that's not of you, Lord Jesus Christ, I declare that they are cursed. That means every cancers and cysts and that, they are cursed at the root, and that the blessing of divine health freely flows into the lives of the people listening to this radio broadcast. Lord, I speak peace to every life that is in torment, for your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated and the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed, because you, our Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, our Lord, are more than enough. You, our Lord, are the strength and the song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that your righteousness, for your righteousness, you are our shepherd, you are our divine giver of life. Amen. So, friends, act your faith, move about, you'll find that the pains have started to leave. Look for the improvements. Test the area and see that there, if there's an improvement. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Do not let fear come upon you. 365 times in the Bible it states, fear not. It always distorts the truth. In 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. So to keep your healing, don't hold on to any anger or bitterness, hatred. We must forgive others as God has forgiven us. Maintain a good confession. Don't listen to doubt and unbelief. Read your Bible's healing scriptures. There is healing in Christian music. God heals to reveal his glory, it says in Psalm 118:17. Declare the works of the Lord, which means we should testify about our healing. We see in Mark 5:19, Jesus had healed a very sick, troubled man. He told him to go tell what the great things the Lord had done for him. So, friends, we would love to hear from you. If you have made a decision for Christ or received your healing, or this message has touched you in some way, then contact the radio station. So my prayer for you is, and now may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. Shalom. Amen.
live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. You're the living waters, ever-flowing fountain, comforter and counselor, take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit, I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit, I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. You're the living waters, ever-flowing fountain, comforter and counselor, take complete control. Inside of me. Yeah.